Eric's mother had created, from the same scant facts offered to Eric, this scenario. Frank Olson was in New York. He was staying on the 10th floor of the Statler Hotel, now the Pennsylvania Hotel, across the road from Madison Square Gardens, in Midtown Manhattan. He had a bad dream. He woke up confused and headed in the dark towards the bathroom. He became disorientated and fell out of the window. It was 2 a.m. Eric and his little brother Nils told their school friends that their father had died of a fatal nervous breakdown, although they had no idea what this meant. Fort Detrick was what glued the town together. All their friends' fathers worked at the base. The Olsons still got invited to neighborhood picnics and other community events, but there didn't seem any reason for them to be there anymore. When Eric was 16, he and Nils, then 12, decided to cycle from the end of their driveway to San Francisco. Even at that young age, Eric saw the 2,415-mile journey as a metaphor. He wanted to immerse himself in unknown American terrain, the mysterious America that had, for some impenetrable reason, taken his father away from him. He and Nils would reach the goal, San Francisco, by small, continuous increments of motion along a single strand. This was, in Eric's mind, a test run for another goal he would one day reach in an equally fastidious way. The solution to the mystery of what happened to his father in that hotel room in New York at 2 a.m. I spent a lot of time at Eric's house, reading his documents and looking through his photos and watching his home movies. There were pictures of the teenage Eric and his younger brother Nils standing by their bikes. Eric had captioned the photograph, "Happy Bikers." There were 8mm films shot 2 decades earlier of Eric's father, Frank, playing with the children in the garden. Then there were some films Frank Olson had shot himself during a trip he made to Europe a few months before he died. There was Big Ben and Changing the Guard. There was the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. There was the Eiffel Tower. It looked like a family holiday, except the family weren't with him. Sometimes in these 8mm films, you catch a glimpse of Frank's traveling companions, 3 men, wearing long dark coats and trilby hats, sitting in Parisian pavement cafes watching the girls go by. I watched them, and then I watched a home movie that a friend of Eric's had shot on 2 June 1994, the day Eric had his father's body exhumed. There was the digger breaking through the soil.